Alpsutopondruf Elpandrukuperna. Divine guidance, Ifosondrufu. Aloquisifervan. Darwan. Ifu. Pandrusu.
Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. So good to be back again. There's a lot going on. I think I open my show with that almost every time lately. But yeah, there is humongous amounts of things going on. My heart goes out to people who are really having a hard time right now. On so many different levels, it's amazing to see their tenacity, their strength, their endurance, and also their vulnerability. There's nothing more heartwarming than being able to be vulnerable, honest, and authentic. Many times it's people look on it as being wrong or something's wrong with them. But if more people were more real and authentic, and could look at someone's heart through their words, through their actions, and not judge the physical phrases or struggles. Yeah, it's just all about compassion. I truly feel that respect is the base. It's the base. And being a true humanitarian and being connected to spirit, no matter what level your connection is, the idea of respecting being alive, respecting yourself for everything that you remember, experience, struggle through, achieve greatly, and in so, you can respect all life and other life and how they choose to live it, which is difficult at times. I know as a mom, it's difficult to see one of my children struggling and want to just pick them up and carry them across their finish line, so to speak, and achievement. But also as a mom, I look at them and I know they have it. They've got it. How do you put that confidence forward to someone you love? How do you give that energy other than to continuously show your confidence in them? So yeah, there's been a lot going on. For everyone coming across this finish line, so to speak, of living the way Creator intended us to live. And many of us have lived by divine guidance, following Creator to the best of our ability, the best. And many of us have had many conversations with Creator and Spirit. Which sums up my saying when it gets too tough is, Creator, I don't get this, but I'm here. And what that means for my being is that I'm here. I know I'll get through it somehow. I have to take the action I need to take. I have to remember love. I have to remember life. I have to remember to be faith in form. Faith in form. Here we go. I need to make choices. Even in my critical thoughts, my critical heartbreak, I'm responsible. I need to make the choices. Even if I can't make the A to B choices, I can make the A, A1, A2, A3. You know, when you look too far ahead with where you are at the moment, you can't see all those possibilities. You can see what you would like. You can see what you would strive to achieve and to accomplish. But the clarity and confusion of our heart and our struggle and our mind, and a lot of people refer to this as being negative. I don't. Everyone has struggles. Everyone has things that they are going through. And how we react, decide, choose, and then take the action. That defines us. That defines where we're going. It doesn't define where we're at. It doesn't define anything we've gone through. It doesn't compound pain to the point of disparity. It allows us to take that breath of our being, our whole being, and say, I gotta take one step. A lot of people are afraid to fail forward. A lot of people wouldn't consider Patricia McNair to be a success. Not in their way, and not in their standards, and not in their labels, and not in their conformities. But most days I feel successful. I feel successful. I feel enriched that I have tenacity. I have conviction. I have strength. I have a connection. I have that spark alive in my being. I have the ability to get through rough patches, and I have the ability to dance and rejoice in the achievements. Where are we going? There's a lot of talk of new earth. There's a lot of talk of a new way of living. And like I stated before, just a few minutes ago, I truly believe in my heart and soul that we are going into that position of humanity that is our birthright. That is the reason we have come here lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. To live in a sovereign soul in form, with no debt slavery, no blackmail of the heart, but the ability to share in unity, to be who we are, and to stand strong in knowing that we are as Creator intended, as we asked to be when we broke and lived that spark of the Creator that is now us, me, you, oneness. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Not for all the riches and the glory and the ease, although that will be nice. It'll be nice not to have to worry about paying the power bill. I'll tell you, I'm not lying. It'll be nice. I'm more excited to see the souls that I actually see, but seeing them see themselves. Seeing the beauty that I see in people that they don't allow to come forward for whatever purpose and intent, reason or design, seeing that beauty, dance in form and say, hey, I'm here. That's a passion I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to kindness, compassion. I'm looking forward to the cruelty gone. I'm looking forward to a world where we can flourish and grow and create and be and love. That's where I'm at. That's my intention. That is where I am, who I am, and what I am. When Creator said 6 months, no, I guess it's more than 6 months now, almost a year ago, Patricia, pick your choice. Make your choice. In all this chaos, all this intel, all this information, all the spiritual platforms, everything that's going on, Patricia, make your choice and stick with it. And so I shall, and so I have, and so I will. All right. Today is an open show. I'm going to try and strive to do this one show a month. I do two shows here. So one show a month I would like to open up. And I would like to have anyone who would like to call in, ask anything, or share something. Give us some new wisdom, knowledge, experience. Share whatever you would like. Have a discussion about anything regarding spirituality or the whole being for that matter. I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe anything. But I can definitely have a conversation. And I'm looking so forward to this. And so the number to call in to talk to me right now, today, is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let's just have a conversation. Let's have a talk. I look forward to hearing from you. So what I'm going to do right now, I have awesome Colton as my producer today. Colton, I think we can get ready and take our first break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you. Call me. Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's L-Y-N-D-A Lamp.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. That was just a quick break to see what was happening with the phone lines and to let you know that, yeah, give us a call. Let's have a chat. This is new for me, so I'm a little nervous. So help me out here, guys. Give me a call and let's have a chat. So until the callers come in, you're going to have to put up with me. Just kidding. You know, I was talking about people going through things right now. And I don't know if anyone's aware, I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada here, and we've had some tremendous, horrendous forest fires of late. So we all prayed for rain, and Mother Earth gave us the rain. It's been raining now, I think, for 4 days straight, which has helped get them a bit under control. But I just want to say to all the beautiful people out there in Nova Scotia and also Alberta's on fire in Canada, anywhere that there's a forest fire or tragedy of some sort going on, I just want to say my heart goes out to you. I pray for divine intervention and divine protection and safety for all of you and your families. And it's amazing how people come together during a tragedy. And it's would be glorious if we could all come together without a tragedy coming forward. The other things that are a lot of people are communicating with me about, you know, the very hard personal things that they're going through, whether it's shedding stuff that no longer serves you, and also beefing up things that do serve you, giving you more vision as to why it's so important to be non-judgmental of self as well as others, why it's so important to pray or to set intent and give out to the universe divine grace to those who wish to continuously harm you or come in your direction. If you are no longer needing that experience or that remembrance or that lesson, then let the universe know. Let the universe know with as much kindness as possible. Yes, I'm aware of this person. I'm aware of what's being done. I'm aware of this, but I no longer need to be aware of it. Thank you for the message. Take a look at what I need to do for myself so that I don't need to have that experience anymore, and release them from any contract that I engaged them in before I came here. Release that being from your, any part of your contract for your knowing and your well-being. You got the message. It's almost like when you see a squirrel or you see an eagle and you thank the grandfathers and the grandmothers for the message. You don't even know fully what that message is. It could have been something you were praying about or thinking about before you saw the eagle. And it may be even something different or deeper, but you automatically give thanks for the message. And then what do? You just go around and say, Oh, I saw an eagle today. I was driving down the road. Or you say, ah, to yourself, I saw the eagle today. I wonder, is there anything deeper in the message that eagle wanted me to have? So it's your responsibility and right to take a look at that if you choose to, or walk away from it and be overjoyed for seeing an eagle, but not doing the inner work, as I call it, to take a look at it. Was there a deeper message? So what I do is then I give thanks back to that eagle and say, thank you for the eagle that I saw today. And I am open to knowing any message that you are giving me, even not the one I thought it was, right? Be open to be, okay, well, that wasn't exactly why the eagle was there, Trish. Okay, no worries. It's no problem. That's not beating myself up that I wasn't right about the message, but it's leaving myself open enough to receive messages that I may not receive by shutting it off and only going with what I think it was. So where I'm going with this is a time. There's been so much talk over so many years about the now. Okay, we have to live in the now. And I've always been kind of agitated by that word now. Because how are we taking responsibility or setting goals or working towards something, you know, if we're only in the now? So this is a little bit controversial, and I may be absolutely wrong, and hope one of my followers, if you say, Trish, you got it all wrong, email me, connect@divineguidance.earth. Email me. Say, Trish, you got it all wrong. Here is the way it is. I am open to that. At the same token, the now, when is the now? What is the now? So we're going to grow. Why growth takes time. There is no time. We're in the now only. Whew. That confuses the heck out of me, to be quite honest. So I go without the label of now or time, tomorrow, yesterday. I go my whole being. My whole being. Right? So parts of my whole being are catching up, and parts of my whole being is ahead. And I'm right here. I'm still connected to my whole being. I'm connected to my memory of my soul. I'm connected to my past lives. I'm connected to my future lives. If I've come back, I'm connected to all that is. So to me, that's my whole being. Because the timing of now is still connected to time, and there is no time. And now, in 3 seconds, will be a different now. So which now do you choose to go with, or run with, or accept, or allow? I accept that I am growing. I accept that I have so much to remember. I allow for all of that. And as I am continuing in form, walking upon Mother Earth, I am my whole being. I call on my whole being. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss any part of my whole being. I don't want to miss any part. I don't want to sacrifice one part for another. I don't want to live in my head. I don't want to live in my heart. I don't want to live just spirit. I'm in form. I want to be a whole being, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, solely, light beingly. I want to be all that I am. And I want to encourage and ask, am and bring forward more of what I am. And in doing so, and the best way to do that is to unite in oneness with others. Because they all hold a part of me. And they all bring that forward. When I meet somebody, I meet a part of the Creator, the spark of the Creator that is uniquely them, but part of the Creator as well. So I get very passionate and excited meeting new people, saying, wow, wow. Look at you. Look at what you know. Look at what you do. Look at how you shine. Look at what you share. Wow. Look at what you're passionate about. Look what you bring forward for all. I love that. I absolutely love that. I don't think I'll ever tire of that. So I'm going to say once again, it's 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in and ask a question or share a wonderful experience that you've had recently. Maybe talk about some of the observations and knowings that you have of how people are really, really getting through a very chaotic time that's meant to separate and divide. And yet you found a way to bring yourself forward in and through that chaos. Let's have some happy stories as well. So I'm going to take another break and I'll be right back. And I look forward to having a call. Thank you.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's L-Y-N-D-A Lamp.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Today's a unique show. I'm starting a new thing where once a month I'll have callers call in. And you guys are just getting used to it. So there you go. I would like to mention a little bit about the next show coming up, which actually my show lands on summer solstice this year, which is amazing. It's on Wednesday, the 21st. So what I've done is I've asked some beautiful beings that are in my life, people that are close to me and very important to me. We may not see each other or communicate a lot physically, but we're always there. So I've asked them, if they would be so kind as to put together a message. Excuse me, a message for Mother Earth and for humanity for solstice. And it could be audio or video, any way they want it, by an ocean, in the tree, in their home, doesn't matter how they would like to do that. So I picked a few beautiful beings. And so when I receive all their audios and videos, I'll work with one of the network's wonderful producers, and we will create a pre-recorded show for summer solstice, which will be divine messages from Mother Earth and humanity. So I hope you enjoy that. There'll be a spot in the show for you to put forward your message and your energy on your own, wherever you are. And so with that, even if you see the show after the solstice, I encourage you to put forward your energy, beautiful divine essence and message. So that's coming up on the next show. The following show after that is a surprise. And then I'm looking at the second show in July being a call-in show as well. So that's pretty exciting. I'm a little behind on getting my course out, all put together. Of course, I'm being a little bit fussy with it. But on the four bodies, how we're automatically connected to everything and all that we are, and the big lie, because I call it the illusion that everyone's been given. You've got to chase all your life to be connected spiritually. But if you had this information, it would automatically flow for you. And we do have this information as a child, and then we lose that information, or some do. So the four conscious bodies where we're automatically connected, I find that this is such a powerful tool to be given out. And people are ready. They're ready. Actually, very, very well received. I've done it in a couple groups and areas, and just automatic response, trigger, activations, set into divine action emotions. Beautiful to watch. So this course, I had planned on bringing it out by the end of May. It's looking like it might be the end of July. But they'll be done on Zoom, there's a 5-part, an introductory, and then the 4 conscious bodies. So I look forward to sharing that. That's where spirit seems to be guiding me. I'm also going to be changing on my website, for the month of July and August, half hour solution sessions by donation. So not a set price, a donation for a half an hour of communicating. So my calendar is all set up online and we'll be able to get that link up for donations and you'll be able to book your 1 hour, or sorry, half an hour with me. Yeah, so these are the changes and the new things going on at Divine Guidance. And so you can find me at divineguidance.earth or divineguidancesolutions.earth. Take a look at my website and look around. If you'd like to be a guest, there's a form there to set up to be a guest on my show. I'd love to have you. Everyone is spiritual because everyone has a spirit. Simple. So don't think you're not spiritual enough to come on and have a conversation about spirit. Everyone's spiritual. My goal in having this platform in the beginning, and still now, is to allow a platform for people who may not have another way to share their voice or their message or their beauty, the divine soul. And that was the purpose and intent, still is the purpose and intent. The guests that I bring on are amazingly authentic. They have great things to offer, and they excite me, actually. I'm thinking about a couple of guests that I've asked that I'm waiting for a response for. So this is your platform when you're a guest, and you can present yourself, give your contact information, and have the show to share you. So that's one of the things that I'm here for. This is a platform built for that. With that said, where are we going? Any idea? Do you sitting there listening to my voice know where we're going? Are you excited about what's coming forward? Are you excited about what's happening? Or are you fed up, impatient, frustrated, and pissed off? Because it says it's coming now, and 2 weeks later it's coming now, and a month later it's coming now. Well, it's all in divine timing. Actually, just 2 weeks ago, we were guided here on our land to do a huge layout, crystal and wand layout, for bringing back original divine timing. Let me explain that just for a minute, because when I first got the message, I went, what are you talking about? Divine timing is divine timing. No, sir. Divine timing is an opportunity like anything else. And I say, when opportunity knocks, don't complain about the noise. So with divine timing, say, oh, it's all in divine timing, but what is our responsibility to align and match with that divine timing opportunity? Have we done everything that we need to do to match and line up with that divine timing? Have others that are a part of our experience or equation that we need or are desiring them to take their action? Are we waiting on other people and things are not getting done? Is there a unity of energy and spirit for that event to take place? And many times I know, and I'm sure all of you listen to this know that you've been involved and you know it's right, you know it's right, you know it's right, you know it's right, but darn it, I wish that person would just get this done for me. I wish they would do their part, because you know you can't do your part until that part's done. Or you call forward somebody else that's going to do that part, because that's not your part. We can only do our part. But that doesn't mean that we can't call forward the divine or the right person to do that part. Doesn't always work out though, does it? So why doesn't everything in the universe work out when I'm very, very, very loyal and committed to spirit, following divine guidance, and taken my divine action. And why doesn't it work out every single time? It should work out every time. I'm a creator. I know what I'm doing. I am humble. I am excited. I am in joy. I am in love. I am bringing this in. And then bam. This doesn't happen at this time. So you're walking through the field, finding the pathway to bring that into alignment with divine timing. Now, I didn't have that depth of information before we did this layout. So I asked, divine timing is divine timing, right? And the more I thought and I went through some of the most amazing experiences I've ever had that you could not write about happen because I took the divine guidance. And also, I damn well went to the person that I knew I needed to have that alignment with, and I brought the information forward. I didn't stay in the background. I brought it forward to that person and said, hey, here's the truth. This is what's going on, and this is what needs to take place. 9 times out of 10, that person said, I don't quite understand what's going on. Or 9 times out of 10, that person was already ready just to hear my words, just to know who it was that they were to do that with. So it's communication and keeping it forward, keeping it real. Okay. I'm being indicated that we are ready to take our last break. And so we will be right back with Divine Guidance with Patricia. Thank you.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Because It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit becauseitseasy.com.
Are you looking to up-level your leadership style to create greater results and have more success, but not sure where to start? Executive coach Camilla Kahlberg can help. Recognized as one of the most inspiring coaches by EU Business News and regarded as one of the top mindset coaches in the world, she is helping clients thrive through personal and professional change. Camilla knows firsthand on what it takes to achieve what you may be missing in your life. Visit KahlbergCoaching.com for a free consultation.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula, Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.com.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. There's been a lot of information covered. So most times I like to listen to my show afterwards and see actually what I've said. And you know, the good part about it all is I actually get something from my shows too, which is, I guess that's good. The other thing that I wanted to really talk about and to give right now is knowing that you're enough. You know, you're enough. You know, looking at other people's lives and comparing them, whether it be on a spiritual way, how, you know, energetic way, or just physical way. Sometimes it's good if that is done with honesty and integrity of self. If it's not done to compare whether you're better or worse than someone else, but to compare, oh, okay, that person grows their own tomatoes and makes their own tomato sauce. Oh, that might be something I might be interested in, you know. I don't do that, but I'd like to learn it or not. I'm not interested in making it, whichever. So sometimes we compare and look at other people's lives, energies, spiritual levels, as some people, I don't like levels, labels, compartments. Anyways, you get the idea. So we do it also to see how far we've come in our journey, how we would like to go in a different direction by looking at someone else's life, in a more positive direction, or in, no, I don't think I want to, you know, have that energy. It's good for them. It works for them, but that's, I'm not aligned with that. So comparing and knowing the uniqueness of everything that is oneness is an amazing blessing and a gift. But like anything else used as a weapon against ourselves and others, it takes away from the originality of that. Okay. So I was talking about divine timing earlier. And so, you know, having the faith and trust that everything is in divine timing is great. It is amazing. However, personally, I feel and have noticed that especially within the last 5 to 7 years, I would say, that divine timing, the true original design and intent and energy of divine timing is lost. It's been overused. The words have been overused. It's like it's lost the sacredness, right? Oh, everything in divine timing. I don't need to do that now. It's going to come forward in divine timing. It's going to do this in divine timing. No, it's not. Divine timing is an actual energy, consciousness, and event. And are you doing everything that you can? Not everything you know or are aware of, but everything you can to align with that divine timing. There's been a lot of dates and stuff going on about this new earth and golden age. It doesn't ruffle me. I did what Creator advised. Pick and stick with it. So I'm sticking with it. I am totally sticking with it. New plans may have been brought forward because of whatever purpose, whatever reason, anything that is not of my control or in my hands, I need to have faith and trust. And so if I really want that experience, that event to be the best, not only for Patricia, but for the world, right? Let's face it, everyone and every animal and everything on this planet deserves divine love and freedom of autonomy and to be sovereign and to live and to experience and to remember and to be their whole being. So if you find that you're in alignment with an event that's going to change the whole world, right? But somehow through suffering, disappointment, frustration, almost feeling like you're lied to by the universe, through that, it then becomes a personal event. It becomes an event of, oh my gosh, me. So the first thing I would say is take a look at that aspect of it. Because this is a world event. This is a planetary shift. This is for everybody. It does not rest only on Patricia and her wants, her needs, her inaction, her action, her love, her prayers, her meditation. I am a part of the solution. I tried to be most days. Do I have pity potty moments? Very rarely, very roughly, but I got through them because this is an event. This is bigger than me. And I want to be a part of any little, tiny, itty bitty speck that is mine to do. I want to see children be safe. I want to see grandmothers not in pain. I want to see grandfathers dance the jig and feel alive after a long journey. I want to see animals trust and share their beautiful being with us because they want to, not because they're placed in bars or glasses. I want to see cruelty taken off of this planet. I want to see all hate encapsulated and removed. Now, am I, Patricia, going to do all that? No, I am going to do my part. I guarantee you. With every breath I have. Am I perfect? Hell no, not. I'm not. But I own up. And I take responsibility. You know, John Lewis said, you know, I hope someday you'll join. And the world will live as one. What a beautiful token. What a beautiful message. If you want to know more about me, if you want to communicate with me, email me, connect@divineguidance.org. If you want to take a look at my website, I have a little bit of a blog, which I need to do more on. And I invite people who have important messages and content that they would like to have added to my website, email me. Let me know about you. Let me know what you'd like to share and have and put. Because it's not just my space. It is divine guidance. So your divine guidance is just as important. And I don't mind to share my space. Take a look at my website, look around, and see if there's anything there you'd like to email or ask me about, please do. And I look forward to sharing with you the Summer Solstice special, with beautiful messages for Mother Earth and humanity, my next show on the 21st. And then I'll see you back live with a guest the first Wednesday in July. Be kind to you, which is the universe. Thank you for being here. Much love and appreciation. See you next time on Divine Guidance with Patricia.
Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.